Cigana.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. A U.N. spokesman told the Reuters news agency Monday Turkish and United Nations teams have restarted vessel inspections under the Black Sea Grain Exports Agreement after Russia suspended its participation in the deal Sunday. Russia said it had halted its role in the deal for an indefinite term because it could not guarantee the safety of civilian ships after a drone attack on its Black Sea fleet off the coast of Crimea this weekend. Speaking to VOA's Flashpoint program Monday, correspondent Dorian Jones in London said Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan, who worked with the UN to help broker the deal, has also given his assurances grain would continue to move despite Russia's threats.
President Erdogan has reiterated his commitment to the continuation of this deal, and in very carefully worded language did criticize President Putin, saying that Russia is behaving hesitantly towards this, but he said they are going to use all their diplomatic efforts to get this deal to continue. And on the ground, for at least for now, the deal does seem to be continuing. In fact, today, ironically, saw a record amount of grain being exported in the region of 350,000 tons. And all the other parties involved in this deal said they are going to continue with this deal. So in many ways, they are probably trying to call Russia's bluff.
Meanwhile, Russian missile strikes on electrical infrastructure continued in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and elsewhere overnight. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said the strikes left some 80% of Kyiv residents without water. He said the supplies would be restored in most parts of the city within 4 hours, but many residents rushed to the shops to buy bottled water. Ukraine Presidential Office Deputy Kirilo Tymoshenko said Russian missiles targeted electrical installations in a number of Ukrainian regions. This is VOA News. More than 300 Iranian journalists have demanded the release of two colleagues jailed for their coverage of Mahsa Amini, the 22-year-old woman whose death in custody in September has triggered protests, posing one of the biggest challenges to Iran's ruling clerics in decades. Their call came in a statement published by the Iranian Internet newspapers and other media outlets Sunday. Nulfar Ahmadi took a photo of Amini's parents hugging each other in a Tehran hospital where their daughter was lying in a coma. The image, which Ahmadi posted on the social network Twitter, was the first signal to the world that all was not well with Amini, who'd been detained for 3 days by Iran's morality police for what they deemed inappropriate dress. Alaa Mohammadi covered Amini's funeral in her Kurdish hometown where the protests began. A joint statement released by Iran's intelligence ministry and the intelligence organization of the Revolutionary Guards Friday accused the two journalists of being CIA foreign agents. The Iranian government has insisted the nearly 6 weeks of protests have been organized by the U.S. and other Western nations. European Union trade ministers and the U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai held talks in Prague Monday to discuss how to deal with U.S. legislation that the EU sees as discriminating against its electric car makers. The non-U.S. car makers have been angered by a U.S. $430 billion Inflation Reduction Act passed in August, which is aimed at fighting climate change and making the United States a world leader in the electrical vehicle market. The U.S. law says electric vehicles have to be assembled in North America to qualify for tax credits, which currently extend to neighboring Mexico and Canada. The EU says this discriminates against EU-made cars, while the EU extends the same tax benefits to U.S. vehicles sold in Europe and European autos. As European autos, European Commission Vice President for Trade Valdis Dombrovskis said cooperation between the U.S. and the EU is strong, citing their unity regarding support for Ukraine and its war with Russia.
At the same time, there are also concerns related to the Inflation Reduction Act and its discriminatory provisions. And in this regard, we had set a joint EU-US task force to deal with those issues.
The jackpot for the U.S.-based lottery known as Powerball has reached $1 billion. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The multi-state lottery pot keeps growing after no one matched Saturday's numbers. One Florida ticket won the $2 million prize by matching all five white balls plus the power play. And six tickets won the $1 million prize. The $1 billion jackpot is the fifth largest in U.S. history behind another Powerball prize and three Mega Millions jackpots. The biggest was an almost $1.6 billion Powerball won by three ticket holders in 2016. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
The best music now. VOA 1.
Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now, baby. I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town, baby. Where did these be at when they said they're doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that songs in this party. I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap. Hey, shawty come sit on my lap. Hey, they saying Drizzy just snap. This in between us is not like a store. This isn't a closable gap. Hey, I see some attack and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last. Damn, baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now.
Listening to VOA 1 The Hits. I am the Lady DJ officially checking in. Hey, you. Anita coming up. Charlie Puth and Jungkook also on the way. Every now and again, I promise you a request or two. So this is my promise for today. I will get one or two on for you. So make sure you reach out to me on Facebook at VOA Lady DJ 1. We continue on now with DJ Naked Mae Mueller and Polo G. This is Better Days on The Hits.
brother can't make friends. Pray for better days. Now it's 300K when my day ends. Do you remember last night? Cause I blacked out. In an all white dress with a back out. Said be careful with a heart cause it's fragile. And thinking about a past make a lash out. See what me and ain't no worries at all. Any problem I be there in one call. If we locked in, you my dog. Fanny, you hang pictures on my wall. Roll one, let's get high tonight. Backseat made back lavish life. Chilling with the stars like a satellite. AP on my arm and it's shining bright.
I'm
David Guetta along with Bebe Rexha. That's called I'm Good. You are listening to The One, and we are in the middle of our biggest giveaway ever here at VOA One The Hit. So I want you to stay tuned because those details are coming up for you in a bit. Charlie Puth and Jungkook are next. This is Left and Right on VOA One The Hit.
Memories follow me left and right. I can see you over here. You take up every corner of my mind.
What you gonna do now?
Casanito with Boys Don't Cry, Haley Seinfeld and Zed with Starving. We also heard from Zoe Weiss, Control, and started the set off with Charlie Puth and Jungkook, Left and Right. My name is the Lady DJ, reminding you that I host a countdown show every Thursday called Today's Hit Countdown. It airs at 10 and 2200 UTC. I hope that you can join me right here on VOA 1, The Hits.
Wanted me, it's a bad habit. Kinda mad that I didn't take a step back. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave you time or play, my dear. It's okay, it was happening for reasons that I think are sure, yeah.
Camila Cabello with Bam Bam on VOA1 The Hit. So Beyonce was at her mother's wearable art gala over the weekend, looking fabulous, of course. And it was there that it was announced. It's official now. She will be going out on tour to support Renaissance in the summer 2023. We know this because one of the items up for auction, well, there are two of them, actually, two tickets to her Renaissance 2023 concert anywhere in the world. Not sure who won them, but they are lucky, no doubt. Here she is with Break My Soul on the Hits.
Everybody, everybody. me show it. You are exactly what I want. Kinda cool and kinda not. Wanna give myself to you. Yeah, we're driving down the freeway.
In winning a swag bag full of VOA One The Hit swags, listen carefully. We are running a tag for swag contest where we ask each of you to post something about VOA One on your social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to be exact. And then make sure that you tag VOA One The Hits and then tag VOA One Tag for Swag. Each day we're choosing a new post. And if we choose yours, we'll consider yourselves a winner. You can go to at VOA One The Hits again on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for more details. Here's One Republic with I Ain't Worried on VOA One The Hits.
I should be scared, honey, man.
new music on VOA 1.
Kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
Drop the attic, give me love, give me Fendi, my Balenciaga.